Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This program has been paid for by N3 Oceanic Incorporated. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of N3 Oceanic or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT. Always consult your doctor or other qualified medical professional before beginning any exercise, diet, or nutritional program. Results quoted are not typical. Your results will vary. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello there, and welcome into another edition of the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. My name is Paul Perillo, and as we like to refer to this program, it could be the most important hour spent listening to the radio when it comes to your overall health. We're going to be talking today about circulation and varicose veins. That's right. You may not necessarily make a connection between the two, but there is, and we'll navigate through that topic as we move through the hour. We'll be mentioning some products, a great weekend promotion for you to take advantage of from Rescue, and we'll open up the phone lines for you to join in on the fun. We love hearing your phone calls. If it's a question as it pertains to circulation, varicose veins, or anything for that matter, we would love to hear from you. Before we can get things started, we have to welcome in our good friend, Dr. Eric Levy, who joins us on the Rescue Healthline. We have the task today of talking about circulation and varicose veins. We're going to be talking about some of the Rescue products, like the Rescue 1250 Plus, the HDL Plus, the Smart Cal, the Leg and Vein Support, the LDLX Q10. So, as I said at the beginning here, a lot of people don't necessarily make the connection between circulation and varicose veins. A recent study showed a link between varicose veins and blood clots. What can you tell us about this?
Yeah, Paul, this was an actual very large study. It involved 425,000 people, which is very impressive numbers. It was a study done in Taiwan, and basically what the study did was really split people in half. They compared 212,984 patients with varicose veins and 2,012,984 patients without varicose veins. And both groups contained similar proportions of women, about 70%, and were the same average age, about 55 years old. So they really, in doing this study, really got rid of a lot of confounding factors. So, in other words, they got rid of some factors that could have been the cause. So it was really strictly, do you have varicose veins or don't you have varicose veins? And if you do have varicose veins, they were looking at incidence of DVT, which is deep venous thrombosis, or blood clots in our deep vein system. And, you know, the varicose veins group actually had higher incidence rates for DVT. And, you know, looking at it, there were 10,360 cases of DVTs versus just 1,980. So in other words, basically for almost every 7 per 1,000 person years versus 1 per 1,000 person years. And remember, a person year, Paul, is a year lived by each participant for the duration of the study. So basically what that meant is if you had a varicose veins, then 10,360 DVTs were found, versus if you don't have DVTs, then only 1,980 were found. So let's translate that into people with varicose veins had about a 5 times greater risk of developing DVT than the other group. So, you know, that's pretty significant. And, you know, even this was a study done out of Taiwan, but there was a physician out of Brigham Women's that actually commented on the study and said that, you know, that the study really was a strong study. Dr. Gregory Piazza, cardiovascular medicine specialist at Brigham and Women's Hospital, said that the number in the study has a lot of strength, including large numbers of people that were studied. And again, it was really a pretty well-done study. So what this says, Paul, is that there is a possible connection between varicosities or varicose veins and our overall cardiovascular health.
So we're going to get into this a little bit further here, and perhaps the question I should have asked right out of the gate, the question should have been, what are varicose veins? Because a lot of people just think of varicose veins primarily as it pertains to women. They just think of these varicose veins as ugly, unsightly veins in women's legs, although men can also have varicose veins. But what exactly are varicose veins?
Well, Paul, that's a great question. It always starts with what we're talking about. If you don't understand the base of the conversation, then it's hard to build on it, right?
Right.
So what varicose veins are is our veins become larger and twisted and engorged. And it does mostly occur in our lower extremities, Paul, but it can really happen anywhere in our body where there are veins. And remember, the difference, Paul, we have to think about is the difference between our veins and our arteries. For the most part, arteries bring blood from our heart to our bodies, right, and supply the oxygenated blood. The veins, for the most part, except in the lungs, bring the unoxygenated blood back to the heart to be sent to the lungs to be reoxygenated, brought back to the heart, and then sent out to the rest of the body again. There are differences between veins and arteries. You know, arteries are much more muscular, and we talk about arteries with compliance, the ability to expand and contract, and that's really how the blood gets through our arteries. Our veins, actually, when you think about it, going back to the heart, imagine being blood down in our toes, now having to get back up to the heart, right? So now you have to travel against gravity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what veins have in them are valves. They're really one-way valves. So the muscles around the vein kind of help push the blood back up, but it's really the valves that keep the blood from falling back down. So what happens in varicose veins is those valves can become incompetent, Paul. And now the blood kind of, you know, slushes around and can even go retrograde or in reverse. And you get this kind of swirling and not really even good flow throughout the vein. Now, this usually occurs in our superficial venous system, not our deeper venous system. So these are those vessels that you can see. And like you said, they can be those unsightly veins that get really big towards the surface of the skin. And that's, as you said, Paul, used to be thought of as, oh, this is cosmesis. You know, for cosmetic reasons, you know, I want to get this removed. But now this study showing the increased incidence of blood clots or deep venous thromboses, now we say, you know, this might not just be an unsightly thing or an issue with aesthetics. It might actually be a medical need to really attack these superficial varicosities so it doesn't cause damage in the future.
And that's an important point because, and we've talked about this when it comes to other health-related issues, is that people will be quick to jump on the bandwagon and have these varicose veins corrected by cosmetic surgery, but yet perhaps don't really understand the root of the problem. And in some cases, people may be ignoring the fact that there are safe, effective ways, like with the rescue products, to help treat varicose veins. And as we say, it all begins with the Rescue 1250. And in this case, it's the Rescue 1250 Plus that could help both men and women deal with these varicose veins.
Yeah, Paul, you're absolutely right. And remember, the big thing with the Rescue 1250 or the Rescue Calamarine or the Rescue Arctic Cod or the O3 You know, basically right now what I was mentioning was the power of choice. We have different omega-3s to choose from, different delivery systems, different forms. We have liquid form, the regular soft gel form, a smaller soft gel form. So we really have many different aspects now and choices when it comes to omega-3s. But the one thing, Paul, that that the omega-3s do is they really battle inflammation. And remember, part of the issues with varicosities or varicose veins is the actual inflammation that occurs around the veins. And you people with varicose veins get something called superficial phlebitis, which is basically inflammation around the veins. And a lot of the symptoms that can occur from varicose veins are really symptoms of inflammation or a result of inflammation. You can get weakness and weak feeling and cramping in the legs. You can get redness around the area. You can get sores around the area. If you bump that area where the varicosities are, you can get a lot of bleeding from the area. So a lot of this is caused by inflammation. And what occurs is the omega-3s that we take in, specifically the Rescue 1250 or the Rescue 1250 Plus, really can help battle that inflammation. And you talked about HDL cholesterol, Paul. In the beginning, you mentioned as one of the products that we'll talk about is the HDL Plus with no flush niacin. Well, guess what? The Rescue 1250 is one of the only other things out there that can increase our HDL levels, which actually has positive benefits when it comes to our cardiovascular health, including varicosity. So, you know, if you're out there and do have varicosities, definitely one of the powers of choice from the Rescue family can definitely be of benefit to you when it comes to, as you said, a non-surgical way to safely and effectively protect us from the ravages of varicose veins.
All right, we're just getting started on this edition of the Rescue Healthline, and you know the drill. We love to hear from you. Now, I know with the spring forward time change, you still may be lying in bed, listening to the radio, you know, and you're wondering, what is this talk about varicose veins? I thought this talk, this show was about heart health. Well, it's all connected, and Dr. Lebby outlined eloquently at the beginning of the show here this new study that sort of gives you know, another shot of credibility to the fact that you know, varicose veins and circulation go hand in hand. If you're suffering from poor circulation, you know better than anybody else what's going on in your world. You may not have those varicose veins as a perhaps a symbol of poor circulation, but you may just have difficulty walking. You may have those aches and pains in your lower extremities, and you can't even make it, you know, downstairs to get the coffee started for a Sunday morning. So we would love to hear from you. The phone lines are open right now. It's a toll-free call, 855-839-1210. Jump on board. You'll get a free bottle of Rescue 1250, but you got to call in and you have to get on the air. So phone lines are open, toll-free, 855-839-1210. You can also use your cell phone. All you have to do is push pound 1210. And as I mentioned, call in, get on the air. We have a bottle of Rescue 1250 for you to get you started. Or if you want to share that with somebody else, by all means, do so. Because this is a program where we like to share the wealth, so to say. We you know, do this show each and every week to invite your calls, engage you in the conversation, share testimonials of people who have had wonderful results with the Rescue products. And you can do that. You can call in with a question, give us a testimonial. It may even be a question that's off topic. We'll also welcome those phone calls too. But you got to get started right now. Don't wait until the last few minutes of the program and then you make that mad dash to get in on the air before time is up. Call now. We have plenty of time to answer your questions. In the meantime, we want to encourage you to take advantage of this weekend's offer. The company, Rescue, is offering 35% savings off all Rescue single bottles when you use the exclusive radio show coupon code WPHT35OFF. That's right, it's that coupon code is WPHT, the radio station call letters, WPHT, the number 35, OFF. Now, if your order is over $99, guess what? You're getting bonus free shipping. So you can take advantage of this right now. Yeah, go online to myrescueproducts.com, and they spell rescue R-E-S-Q. myrescueproducts.com/WPHT. That's an exclusive online shopping page that they have set up just for you to take advantage of this weekend's special radio offer. Or you can wait a little bit and call 1-800-26-ALIVE. It's a toll-free call, 1-800-26-ALIVE. If you prefer the numbers, it's 1-800-262-5483. We know oftentimes people rather speak to someone personally, and so the call center opens right at the top of the hour. So you got a little less than 40 minutes to go before you could call and talk to someone there in the call center. But the most important thing is don't get shut out of this promotion. It does expire Friday at midnight. So I'll mention this a number of times as we progress through the hour. But right now, we're going to take a time out. When we come back, we'll continue with Dr. Levy and the discussion about varicose veins and circulation here on Talk Radio 1210. WPHT. Welcome back to the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Paul Perillo along with Dr. Eric Levy. And I just want the audience to indulge me here for a moment because in this past week, and I know Dr. Levy growing up in Northeast Philadelphia listened to one of the giants of talk radio here in Philadelphia, Bernie Herman. Many people remember Bernie Herman from his days back on Channel 48. I was on, I think, his show when I was a kid, when he did the show on Channel 48. Bernie Herman passed away this past week, as well as another broadcasting legend here in Philadelphia, Frank X. Feller. So they will be sadly missed. And, you know, you grow up listening to these people, and then you get the opportunity, in my case, to work with them, and they really help to mold and shape me as a broadcaster. And as I said, growing up, appeared on Channel 48 back in the day when we all had those portable UHF television sets that sat on the big console televisions in the living room, because that's the only way you could get UHF was on the new portables that were coming out and the rabbit ears and all that. And, you know, today you tell kids about black and white TV and they think we lived in the Stone Ages back then. But no, that wasn't the case. But I know, Dr. Levy, in your case, you listen faithfully every night to Bernie Herman when he was on here in Philadelphia.
I had my transistor radio, which is another thing of the past, that if our children saw what a transistor radio looked like, they wouldn't know what to do with it. Sure. And I used to have my transistor radio. I used to listen to the Phillies going to sleep, and I always used to listen to WWDB, and that's where I listened to Bernie Herman. My dad got me into it, and I used to fall asleep to him every night. So, yeah, I did not know that he passed away. That's a sad thing for radio. He was an excellent commentator, I thought.
Yeah, and they called him the gentleman broadcaster, because even back then, not to turn this into a nostalgia show, because God knows there's enough programs out there that do that fairly adequately and greatly, but you know, and the climate wasn't as politically charged in talk radio back then as it perhaps is now. But fact of the matter is, you always got a fair shot if you were a guest or even a caller on a Bernie show. He treated you fairly, and that's why they called him the gentleman broadcaster, because of the way that he conducted himself and his show. And so, yeah, he will be sadly missed, as well as, I said, Frank X. Feller, who was a radio jock back in the day of rock and roll radio here in Philadelphia, and then segued into talk programming again on WWDB. But so we remember them fondly this morning. Let's go to the phones here and welcome in Rhonda, who joins us from Berlin, New Jersey. You're on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey there, Rhonda. Good morning.
Welcome. Hi.
I used to listen to Bernie all the time. I think I was in my early 20s, and WWDB, oh my gosh, he was wonderful.
Yeah, trip down memory lane.
I have a new problem, doctor. I don't know what, I've been taking, you know, the Glyco Plus, and I don't know if my elbow. It's the strangest feeling, and I know that you probably would know better than anyone what's going on. Almost feels like it's in my bone, but it's around the it radiates around the whole area and goes partly down my arm.
Okay.
And I'm not sure what to do about that.
Well, I mean, what you probably, if it continues, is definitely see an upper extremity specialist or an orthopedic surgeon who specializes in elbows. You know, it's hard for me to over the phone to really narrow it down. It could be one of 20 or 30 different things, but
yeah.
Is it on the outside of your elbow or the inside of your elbow? In other words, if you have your palm, if you hold your palm, if your palm is facing forward, so your thumb, if you stick your thumb and it's pointing outward, not towards your body, what side of your elbow hurts, the outside or the inside?
To the outside.
Okay. You know, does it hurt if you press on the area?
Yes.
Okay.
If I mean, it doesn't hurt. It just, it's
right.
Just
so there's a chance that, you know, if, you know, just diagnosing you over the phone, which is not really a 100% fail proof, is something called lateral epicondylitis, which is an area of inflammation around a place where different muscles attach in your elbow, and that can be rather painful. It also hurts to supinate and pronate your forearm. In other words, go back and forth with your forearm. You know, what we can do for what you do for that at first is ice. You know, sometimes some compression helps. And a group of exercises that you can perform. But if that continues, as I said, you know, you really should get it checked out by an orthopedic surgeon who specializes in the upper extremity, or just a general orthopedic surgeon can handle it too.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
it's something that should be checked if it continues.
Okay.
All right. Rhonda. Well,
okay,
we thank you very much for checking in. Stay well, and keep in touch with us here on the Rescue Health Line here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. That frees up a line right now, 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. That'll also get you a free bottle of Rescue 1250. Rhonda taking my advice and calling in early so this way we could get to the root cause, well, at least try to help her with her problem. But again, as Dr. Levy says, you know, this is a radio show program, and unless you're right in front of the doctor, it's kind of hard to figure out what's going on. But we're here to give you some general advice, some advice on how you can get started on some of the Rescue products. And if you want to use your cell phone, all you have to do is push pound 1210, as we're at the halfway point of the this edition of the Rescue Healthline. Let's get ready for a break here. And as I go to the break, I remind you about the weekend offer where you can save 35% off Rescue single bottles. 35% off all Rescue single bottles when you use that exclusive radio show coupon code WPHT35OFF. WPHT, the number 35OFF. You can take advantage of this right now by shopping online at myrescueproducts.com/WPHT, myrescueproducts.com/WPHT, or you can wait about a half hour, call the call center at 1-800-26-ALIVE. Now, this is a limited-time offer. Combos and value packs are already on sale, so you don't need any code if you place an order for your combo or value pack, but all Rescue single bottles, 35% off, use that coupon code, and then we're going to go to the break. When we come back, we'll continue talking about varicose veins in circulation here on this edition of the Rescue Healthline on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Welcome back to the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Paul Perillo along with Dr. Eric Lebby, and we're talking today on this edition of the program about varicose veins and circulation. And I'm going to get back into the topic here. And we talked about this new study that is showing a link between varicose veins and blood clots. And we're talking about varicose veins, how they relate to circulation problems. So let's talk generally then about the issue of poor circulation, Dr. Lebby. Is poor circulation a symptom of other health issues that a person may be experiencing, may not even be aware of?
Oh, absolutely, Paul. And, you know, we've talked about this in the past, you know, just because, you know, sometimes when you have poor circulation, you might not even know it. Sometimes poor circulation can be, you know, part of a bigger problem. You know, when we, you know, we've mentioned deep venous thrombosis before, DVT, but, you know, when we talk about poor circulation on the arterial side, you know, of course it can be a big problem. When, you know, we have poor circulation, we can talk about cardiovascular events, we can talk about cerebral events or strokes. There's a lot of issues that can occur from poor circulatory system health. And that's really what today's show focuses on, is really how to improve upon our circulation and our circulatory health. Because remember, you know, that's what brings our nutrients throughout our body. It's kind of like the conduit. If you think about your home, you know, I always tell patients, you know, when we're talking about our nerves, we can look at our home and talk about electricity. And when we're talking about our arteries and veins in our bodies, we can talk about our plumbing. So, you know, obviously if something in the home goes wrong with the plumbing, that doesn't make that home too appetizing to either the owners or potential owners. Just as issues with the electricity can cause significant issues. So, you know, having damage or having an issue with one system in your home can affect the rest of the home just as it does in our bodies.
I want to talk a little bit about the leg and vein support and what that could do for circulation, but we touched on the Rescue 1250 a short time ago. So before we talk about the leg and vein support, let's talk about maybe the Rescue HDL Plus, and I think you also outlined how the power of choice with the 8 other omega-3 rescue products can help, but how might a product like the HDL Plus also help promote healthy circulation?
Well, remember, healthy circulation and healthy cholesterol levels go hand in hand. People with elevated cholesterol levels have important issues that can affect circulation on both the venous and arterial side. That's really where the Rescue LDLX Q10, formerly the Rescue LDLX with red yeast rice, and the Rescue HDL Plus No Flush Niacin really come into play. The HDL Plus No Flush Niacin really is one of the only supplements out there that really focuses on increasing our HDL levels. And as I stated earlier, increasing HDL levels is really very healthy for our cholesterol health and very important for our cholesterol health. It lowers our risk for cardiovascular disease significantly. And really, higher HDL levels are almost as important as lowering our LDL levels. And that's where the LDLX Q10 comes in when it comes to lowering our cholesterol, our LDL levels. And when we look at the COMBOS trial, which combined the LDLX Q10 and the Rescue 1250 together, it was found that it was just as effective or even slightly more effective than a statin alone. So so very important when it comes to that. And those products can really help with our cholesterol health. And as I said, really helping with that cholesterol health can indirectly and directly help with our cardiovascular health on both the venous and arterial side.
Let's segue next into the Rescue Leg and Vein Support. And I would suspect that this is a product from Rescue that could help people when it comes to not only overall circulation, but perhaps even dealing with those varicose veins.
Yeah, absolutely, Paul. And, you know, the Rescue Leg and Vein Support, it's really an all-natural blend of key bioflavonoids and high-potency oligomeric proanthocyanidins. Say that three times quickly. To make that easier, we'll just call them OPCs. And it's really shown to support the health of our circulatory system, Paul. And really, the unique bioflavonoids and OPCs, Paul, they have a powerful antioxidant property that's shown to really provide targeted benefits for the for our circulation throughout our entire bodies, especially helping the delicate blood vessels and capillaries of our legs. And that's why it's called Rescue Leg and Vein Support. But it really, just remember, it doesn't just help our the veins in our legs. It really helps the veins throughout our entire body. And when you're looking at, you know, what are the active ingredients? As I said, the bioflavonoids and the OPCs, but it has diazmin and hesperidin, and they're both flavonoids, and they're powerful plant chemicals that are found mainly in citrus fruits. And what they do is they really improve circulation and returning blood flow back to the heart, as well as increasing our elasticity of our blood vessels and strengthening the walls of our veins. So, you know, it's very important to understand that. The diazmin has really been used in Europe for almost half a decade. And, I'm sorry, not half a decade, 50 years or five decades, I apologize. And really it's been shown through extensive clinical research to benefit us for maintenance of blood vessel tone and circulation in our legs. Also, another ingredient, the quercetin dihydrate, really provides anti-inflammatory benefits and promotes healthy blood pressure. And the rutin that's in there really helps strengthen our capillaries. So this is really a very well-rounded product. And Paul, on the show that I do up in the Lehigh Valley yesterday, we had multiple callers call in and discuss the, you know, give their own testimonials on how wonderful the Rescue Leg and Vein Support is for them. People that do a lot of standing during the day, people that used to have swelling in their legs, you know, and that's something to consider, Paul, because remember, there are certain people that have increased risk of developing issues with their circulation in their lower extremities, and it does affect people that stand more often, like nurses or mechanics or even physicians. So, you know, you have to really look at your occupation and look at things that you're doing and look at ways to improve the environment for our venous system to really help prevent varicose veins from happening, like wearing support stockings, elevating your lower extremities when you get home at night. And believe it or not, Paul, exercise is extremely important for our circulatory system and also important in battling varicose veins. So, you know, and on top of that, Paul, adding some of these products can really make a big difference when it comes to our circulatory health.
I want to share two testimonials with the audience before we go to the break here. One comes from Paula. She says, Leg and Vein Support is the best supplement ever. I've been taking it for 2 months now and would not be without. And June writes into the company, I ran out of Leg and Vein Support and thought I'd try to go without. Big mistake. The tingling in my lower legs and feet is worse, and I can't wait for my bottle to come. Definitely a great product. So there you go. Dr. Levy mentioned some of the testimonials that he received on his other radio program on Saturday. Here are two testimonials into the company about the Leg and Vein Support. And you can take advantage of this weekend's offer and get the leg and vein support. That's one of the products. You can get really all of the Rescue products, single bottles, all on promotion this weekend, 35% off all Rescue single bottles when you use the exclusive radio show coupon code. Here it is. Jot it down. WPHT35OFF. WPHT, the number 35, OFF. Combos and value packs are already on sale, so no code is needed. Plus, if your order is over $99, you're going to get bonus free shipping. So you ask, how do I take advantage of this offer? You could go online right now to myrescueproducts.com/WPHT. And remember, they spell rescue, R-E-S-Q. myrescueproducts.com/WPHT. There you can place your order. You can learn more about all of the Rescue products, including the ones we're talking about today. Learn more about Dr. Lebby. Read the customer testimonials. Great website to to navigate. It's easy. You can find all your questions perhaps answered there in the frequently asked questions section of the website. But most importantly, take advantage of this offer right now online at myrescueproducts.com/WPHT, or you can wait about 10 minutes. Call the call center at 1-800-26-ALIVE. One more segment straight ahead on this edition of the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210. WPHT. Welcome back to the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Paul Perillo along with Dr. Eric Lebby. Just a few minutes left in the program, 855-839-1210. If you want to get in with a quick question, you can also use your cell phone. All you have to do is push pound 1210. So as we sort of wind down this conversation about poor circulation of varicose veins, Dr. Lebby, when should poor circulation be something you make a doctor's appointment for?
Well, Paul, it should be part of your regular checkup. It's not something that, obviously if you're having a problem with it, Paul, then you should definitely make an appointment. But, I always talk about checkups as being important, and we kind of, forget, but we never forget the maintenance of our cars. We never forget things like that, but we tend to forget the maintenance of ourselves, or put it low on our priority list. God forbid we pay a $20 copay to go to our physician to get our yearly checkup. They're just certain things, Paul, that really help our bodies, that are very simple things to do, that we tend to overlook. And, that being said, Paul, some of these supplements that we talk about taking, it's really a simple phone call to make, and it's not a lot of effort to just take it once or twice a day. It's even easier than getting that 150 minutes of exercise a week that we're supposed to get. I would say, that's very important to get your circulation checked out on a at least an annual basis, and more frequently if you're having problems.
You mentioned compression socks as a way to help deal with varicose veins. Exercise is another. Sometimes people say, I don't understand how exercise can help with circulation, simply because some people may not even be able to get up and walk to the front door. And here we are talking about exercise, helping them with poor circulation. Some people may not just understand how that could possibly be.
Well, remember, Paul, one of the important things, when we talked about our veins is the muscles around our veins, in our calves, in our legs, that help push that blood back up along with the valves in our veins. So when those muscles are more healthy from exercising, remember, if we don't use it, we lose it, right?
Yep.
So that's what's important about exercise. And when you and I talk about exercise, Paul, we're not necessarily talking about going to the gym and, screaming with the weightlifters. We're talking about simple things like going out for a walk, Paul. Gardening, Paul, is an exercise. People don't realize that. But, gardening for 45 minutes to an hour is considered very good exercise. So there are things that we can do that people might not even consider exercise that really are. as long as you're getting your heart rate up, as long as you're moving and walking, then you're benefiting your heart, you're benefiting your lungs, you're benefiting your cardiovascular system. So, you know, get up, get out there and exercise, get excellent sleep if you can, six to 8 hours of good sleep a night, and really focus on a balanced diet, more a Mediterranean type diet than our typical supersized Western diets that can really be detrimental when it comes to our overall health.
Yep, you're absolutely right. We talk about sleep, and here it is, the day that we move the clocks ahead an hour. And, sleep is vital. Dr. Lebby said it, and, you know, he preaches about that each and every week. And tomorrow, the first work day of the new spring forward cycle, they say there will be, there's usually a time where there are more traffic accidents on the first day of this, time change. And so please be careful being out there. And as, we encourage you. We do this show not to just hear Dr. Lebby and myself talk or a few of the listeners out there call in. It's all for your benefit. It's all for your health education. It's all for your health empowerment. Yeah, we want you to take it to the next level. And unfortunately, we can't squeeze any more calls in because we're, in that 1 minute window here where we have to wrap things up. So, Dr. Lebby, I want to thank you for your time. Great information today, and we'll talk again next weekend.
Paul, I look forward to it as always, and have a great week.
All right, you do the same. 35% savings, that's right. You could save 35% on all Rescue single bottles when you use the exclusive radio show coupon code WPHT35OFF. So you can get 35% off the Rescue Leg and Vein Support. You can get 35% off the Rescue 1250. You can get 35% off the Rescue Orocine. It's 35% savings off all Rescue single bottles. Use the coupon code WPHT35OFF. You could shop online right now at MyRescueProducts.com/WPHT, or you could call the call center now. It's open at 1-800-26-ALIVE. If you prefer the numbers, 1-800-262-5483. And thanks so much for listening to the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This program is a paid commercial announcement and in no way represents the views of WPHT or its management.